I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Corruption plagues courtrooms in Pakistan. Learn how it affects believers in just a moment. Then later, we'll spotlight children's Bible clubs in India. There's a place for you in this story, so don't miss it. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where a judge has resigned after being allegedly linked to a blasphemy business gang. Floyd Robel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains.
It was quite unethical that the way they were trying to trap people into some sort of blasphemy against Islam or against Muhammad or against the Quran, and then making sure that those charges would go through.
The judge from the Lahore High Court stepped down earlier this month, citing personal reasons. The court has expressed concern about possible organized groups behind Pakistan's growing number of blasphemy cases and has pushed for an investigation. In these blasphemy accusations,
we've seen a lot of Christians targeted and other religious minorities in Pakistan would be targeted. Certainly, I think those that are trying to expose the inner workings of this group could face a number of security challenges and issues. When other groups and lawyers or high-profile government officials have tried to speak up on behalf of religious minorities and defend them, they have been assassinated in the past.
Pray for justice and godly truth to prevail in Pakistan.
We need to pray that the truth would continue to come forward, that people would be courageous in exposing what is happening with this group, and hopefully seeing that this group would be dismantled.
Elsewhere, this month, three formerly Muslim Christians in Iran were handed 10-plus year prison sentences, and their offenses? House church movement and other faith-related activities. Imprisonment is a key strategy of the Iranian regime, so says Shah Ahmadi with Iran Alive Ministries.
Some people get baptized. Only for baptism, they go more than 5 years being in prison. And if you hold the Bible, you go to prison. If you evangelize, you go to prison.
That often means a family loses their breadwinner on top of the emotional strain of separation. Despite this price, Iran is still one of the fastest growing churches today.
Many people have been praying from America, England, Europe to inside Iran, see salvation. And God answering prayers. And the spiritual warfare has been going on, people battling. But right now, they're receiving Christ in amazing ways.
God is reaching Iranians through dreams and visions of Jesus. He did that in Ahmadi's own life. God is also using scripture about Jesus to overturn Iranians' perceptions of who he really is.
They've seen him, my goodness. Jesus said, love your enemy as yourself. Jesus saying about the, caring for each other. So that's become a very attractive blessing.
Pray for Iran's Christians to be faithful to Christ, even in persecution. There's more at our website. And for 6 long years, a stomach ulcer plagued Samrina's childhood in India. Doctors couldn't even help. Then Samrina's parents heard about Mission India's 10-day children's Bible club. And although they weren't believers, her parents figured it would be a fun distraction. Raina Miller with Mission India says it was more than that for Samrina at the Bible club.
The message of Jesus really spoke to her. She was just amazed that God loved her. And after her life that had been pretty much dominated by pain and a desire for healing and just medical issues, she was amazed to discover that her life really had purpose.
With childlike faith, Samrina prayed for healing. And then,
by the end of that 10-day Bible club, Samrina was healed. She was finally free from pain. She eventually regained her strength fully, and her parents knew that it was a miracle.
You can help more kids across India know freedom in Christ. Until April 21st, every dollar donated to Mission India's 10-day Children's Bible Clubs will be doubled. So find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We're so excited about what's to come this summer as more children like Samrina find hope and even healing and eternal life in Christ through just this 10-day Children's Bible Club.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.